My goodness, is that wind blowing outside? Oh, wow. It's nice to be inside, though. Safe from the rain. Is that rain? Or like a sleet, wintry mix kind of thing? Oh, God. But you're home just in time. I was just about to get dinner started, and maybe you could lend a helping hand. Sweetie, what's wrong? You look kind of down. Wait, don't say anything. I know what the problem is. You had a stressful day, didn't you? I knew it. I can always tell. You thought you were going to be mysterious? Well, think again, mister. I can read you like an open book. Come here. Dinner can wait. And right now, I just want to help you feel better. I know, I'm awesome, right? Seriously, though, I do love you. And I always want to be here to help you. You know, if I can. Tonight is no exception. So, why? Yeah. So, why don't you come with me to the bedroom and see if I can't get rid of some of that stress you have? First things first. Hey. Hey, you took your shoes off at the door. Congratulations, you're officially a responsible adult. I'm just kidding. I was going to make a joke about knocking your socks off, but you just took them off, so that's moot. I guess I'll just have to settle for another one of these. Moving right along, let's get that shirt off of you. Even when you're stressed out, you're sexy. And yes, you are. I don't hear anything else of it. What do you mean those things aren't connected? Hey, I'm trying to make you feel better. Will you just work with me? Of course, none of this would pay off if I let you keep your pants on, so those are going to have to go too. There we go. You know, I don't think you're going to be needing these boxers either. I think it's in your best interest to lose them as well. What do you mean, unfair? Oh, I see. It's unfair that I'm still completely dressed. Well, you do have a point, I guess. Tell you what, you sit on the bed, and I'll give you a little show. How does that sound? Yeah? Okay, okay, great. Now, get comfy. Good. I know I'm not wearing a particularly sexy outfit. Black leggings. And an oversized shirt, because I was cleaning. But I think I can make it work. So, which would you rather watch as I undress? My boobs or my ass? I know you'd rather watch both, but I'm not a comic book character. I can't do them at the same time. I guess that's a fair compromise. I'll just turn around and let you look at my ass while I take off my pants. And then I face you so you can see my tits while I take off my top. Like what you see? I know you do. looks like you're getting a little excited. Good, that's exactly what I want to see. Now we're even. It's time for you to take off those boxers. Perfect. You know, your cock is one of my favorite parts of your body. I mean, basically every part of you is one of my favorite parts, but, you know, you get the idea. Perfect. You know what? Fuck it. I'm taking off my bra and panties. You don't have to convince me. I just find you that hot. Oh, do you want to do the honors? Well, if it'll help you feel better, I suppose. I can't say no. I love being naked with you, baby. Wow, I know I've told you this before, but you know just where to touch me. But this is about you. I'm going to do this to help you relax, remember? No arguing. This isn't a favor you have to return. It's a gift that I'm giving to you because I love you. And besides, even if it was a favor, you still wouldn't have to return it. You've given me enough pleasant surprises lately that, if anything, I need to catch up a bit. I'm glad to see you my way. Now just lie back, relax, and let me take care of you. Yeah. Get comfy. I've got some lube here, and I'm going to warm it up before I put it on your cock. While I'm doing that, let me tell you exactly what I have in store for you. I'm going to gently, lovingly, and sensually tease your cock and balls while you're safe in here, listening to the wind blowing outside obnoxiously. And then you're going to have an intense, explosive orgasm in my hands. Yeah, don't you think hand jobs are so underrated? You like that? I can tell you do by how hard you're getting. I'm going to make you feel so good. You're not even going to remember why you were stressed out in the first place. Does that feel good? I love that firm feeling of you in my hand. How does it feel, baby? Yeah, just lay there and relax. Just feel my hand, my little hand on your big fucking dick. Just lay back and close your eyes. Good, I love stroking your cock. I love making you feel so good, honey. This is just one of many ways. As you're no doubt aware. Yeah, God. I'm never tired of this. I'll keep going, even if I get a cramp. We know that won't take that long, though, will it? You like it when I massage your balls? Yeah? They feel really heavy. You don't have a lot. I bet you've got a lot of cum in here just waiting to shoot out at me. Don't worry, we'll get there. But in the meantime, just relax and focus on how amazing my hand feels. Oh, going up and down my finger, circling around your sensitive head. And that really sensitive part right underneath the tip there. Oh, you like my stroke there, don't you? So sensitive. Baby, I just want you to lose yourself in the pleasure of my hand. Let go of all that stress from today, alright? Almost like you're gonna release it in that warm, delicious cum. I love the sounds that you're making. Oh, fuck, it's so hot hearing you moan. And guess when I touch you? Fuck. You know? A lot of people think that women are the only ones who can make sex noises. I think the porn industry has something to do with that. But I know better. Just listening to you. Fuck, you're driving me wild. Oh, I've been meaning to try this for a while. I'm gonna gently blow on the tip of your cock. Let me know what you think. There's that moan. I guess I know what you think, don't I? You know, your cock looks pretty delicious right now. Do you want me to put it in my mouth? Oh, you like it when I talk to you? Well, I suppose I can just keep stroking it for now. I can't say I'm surprised that you liked my new trick. I know how sensitive the tip of your dick is. Yeah. I know how it drives you crazy when I rub my thumb right over that sweet spot underneath. And I know, baby, I know. It feels so good and you just want to explode everywhere. Oh yeah, I can tell it's coming soon by the way you're making those noises. And the way you're tensing up a little. I promise I'm gonna make sure you have an incredible orgasm. Yeah, alright, I'm gonna start stroking you a little bit faster. I'm gonna build you up to that release that I know you're just aching for. What I want you to do is just lay back and close your eyes. And relax. And when you feel like you're about to come, don't hold back. Just let yourself go over the edge. And let all of that stress flow out of you as I stroke you faster and faster. Just concentrate on the feeling, nothing else. Oh, it's gonna feel so good, you'll see. Just think about it, feel it. Oh. Going up and down faster. Oh, I can feel your balls tightening up and your cock is throbbing. That's it, baby. Just let go and come. Are you ready, baby? Yeah? Let go for me. Release it all. I need it. All that hot, sticky load. Come on, come for me. Come for me. Yeah, that's right. 3, 2, fuck, come for me, baby. 1, come for me, baby. Oh, yes, oh, God, oh, doesn't that feel amazing? Oh, I love the look on your face when you come. Oh, I love knowing that I made you feel that good. Oh, there you go, let it all out, let it all out, every last drop. Well, you made quite a mess. Don't worry, though. I'm gonna clean you up right away. I would use my mouth, but we still have to eat dinner, and I don't want to spoil my appetite. What? You think I planned this? Before you got home? Of course not. This was 100% spur of the moment. And the towel? It's just a very convenient location. Oh, don't get up. Don't get up. I think dinner can wait a bit more. Scooch over so we can cuddle for a bit. Yeah. So, are you feeling more relaxed? Good. I knew I could help. Oh, and I don't know if I told you this already, but I love you.